State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, Kanye was on Instagram last night, and that was because he was calling out Adidas. They sold what he says is a copy of his Yeezy slides. He said, "This is Ye. Driving down the same street Kobe passed on. Maybe I feel that Mamba spirit right now. To Casper, I'm not standing for this blatant copying no more. To all sneaker culture, to every ball player, rapper, or even if you work at the store. This is for everyone who wants to express themselves but feel they can't because they'll lose their contract or be called crazy. Bravery is not being afraid. Bravery is overcoming your fear for your truth. This yay with the blue paint on my face. These shoes represent the disrespect that people in power have to the talent. This shoe is a fake Yeezy made by Adidas themselves. I'm not talking to DC about this either. Casper, come talk to me. Happy Monday." Then he posted a clause from a contract that he has. I assume that it's with Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Jesus is real." And it says on there, "There is a limited exception where he can do Yeezy branded casual and lifestyle apparel on his own, but not with a competitor." So I guess that's his way of saying, "I can just start doing my own thing because I have a clause in my contract that allows me to do Yeezy products. It just has to be independent."
Yeah, I mean, I did see the slides. The slides look exactly what Ye does. The crazy thing about it, I mean, people copy everybody. Like, if you go out to the stores.
Not in your own company.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you go to the stores, you see so many things that look like Yeezy slides, or you see so many things that look like different Jordans, but not your own company that you have a deal with. That just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, so they got to fix that, though. That's a little, like, how would they think that's okay?
Not at all.
All right, now Lizzo has changed some of her lyrics, and that is after people were on social media blasting her for what they say was use of an ableist lyric. Now, I did not know that you are not to use this word. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it.
Well, what's an ableist lyric? I was confused with that. What does that mean?
I guess it's derogatory language towards the... And by the way, this is something that is, I guess...
Now we say it all day. The word is spaz. But I thought you could say, like, you spazzed out. Like, you never say you spazzed out before?
But they said that's disparages people living with cerebral palsy.
So you can't say I spazzed out anymore?
And by the way, in the UK, they said it's highly offensive. So culturally, maybe here that's not, but there it is. So here is Lizzo. Now the song, Girls, she changed the lyrics. So here it is.
Bitches, hold my bag, bitch, hold my bag. Do you see this shit? Hold me back. I'm about to knock somebody out. Yo, with my best friend, she the only one I know to talk me off the deep.
The word's out of there now. She posted.
She was like, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah. She posted, it's been brought to my attention that there is a harmful word in my new song, Girls. Let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language as a fat black woman in America.
Damn.
I've had many hurtful words used against me, so I understand the power words can have, whether intentionally or in her case, unintentionally. I'm proud to say there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change. This is the result of me listening and taking action as an influential artist. I'm dedicated to being part of the change I've been waiting to see in the world.
I mean, I think that's great that she was able to do that, but she didn't mean any malice by it.
No, she didn't. It's unintentional.
With the word, like, you know, he spazzed out, or even in a basketball court, yo, he spazzed. Like, it wasn't anything bad. Just like in, I think, the UK, when they say cigarette, they use a derogatory term here.
What did they say?
Joey, you want to say it? How do you
why
say
it? Why would you tell
him to
say it?
Because I'm not saying it.
So why would you think anyone would say it? Don't do it. No, Joey, no.
It's what they call it there.
Can you say that?
Yes.
It's the F word.
Well, you could just confuse people.
Yeah,
you just confuse. You just confuse people. But yeah,
I'm kidding. I know what it is. I just wanted to see.
Yeah, but you know, we use spaz. It wasn't a derogatory term. It wasn't trying to hurt somebody. It's just, you know,
in the UK it is. But she, you know, to Lizzo's credit, we know that that was unintentional, and she fixed it right away.
Okay.
Some people might go back and forth, argue about it, you know, but she was like, you know what? It's not even worth it.
I hate this because she didn't have any bad intentions on it, and that's what we use here in the U.S. It wasn't meant to hurt anybody. Now, if she did it to hurt somebody, I agree all day long. I just think sometimes,
I mean, look, it was an easy change.
People
she
are a
fixed
too
it.
Sensitive.
She did not mean for that to happen. She can understand how people use offensive terms and think it's all good and cool. So she didn't want to offend anyone. She fixed it.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about White Sox's MLB player Tim Anderson. Apparently, his wife, Bria Anderson, they have two daughters together, posted a picture of them online. It looks like they were at an event together. But then the next day, another woman, social media influencer Deja Lene, posted a picture of him in her IG stories and put the caption baby father with a heart emoji. And since then, he has deactivated his IG account. So not sure what's going on here, if that's really her man, if they really are expecting a child together, even though he's married. But his Instagram account is now taken
deactivated.
Down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeeks.
Ouch, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Tisha Campbell and Martin Lawrence. They have come together to work really hard to reconnect. And as you know, there's a Martin reunion that's coming. The cast is going to be reuniting.
Mm-hmm.
And so the series finale was back in 1997. So as you can see, it's been quite some time. People still watch Martin all the time to this day. One of the best shows ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tisha Campbell was doing a sit down with CBS Mornings, and she answered some questions about how her and Martin Lawrence managed to sit together, because everybody knows they had a feud.
You know, when the show ended, there was tension between you and Martin. Uh-huh. You had filed a lawsuit against him, and he said it wasn't true. How were you able to get back on track with him? Because clearly you guys have worked it out.
We worked really hard to reconnect, to forgive, and this reunion is about a celebration of everything that we did, everything that we accomplished, and our growth as human beings. Mm. And so we concentrated mostly on that.
I'm glad they were able to do that. What they created, that show was amazing. If you've never seen the show, maybe you just weren't into it. It's an amazing, funny show. And I'm glad they were able to, you know, talk out their differences and be able to do this reunion.
Well, the reunion special will be on Thursday on BET Plus. And speaking of BET, Diddy is getting the BET Lifetime Achievement Award. So congratulations.
Well deserved.
To him.
Shout out to Diddy. Drop a bomb for Diddy, man.
So BET CEO Scott Mills said Diddy has always been a pioneering force in our community, breaking barriers, achieving unprecedented heights, blazing new trails, and in so doing, raising the bar for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So they said Diddy has exemplified Black excellence.
Yes. Diddy has said so many trends from music to liquor to fashion to a whole bunch of things. So even revolt. So shout out to Diddy.
All right. Shout out to Diddy. City boys up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your rumor reports.
All right. Now, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give somebody donkey of the day, 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open again.
I want to give Envy donkey of the day. We come back, I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy. All right. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, it's how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
All right, let's start with you, Yee. Who you want to give donkey today to?
Well, Envy, I told you, I'm giving you donkey of the day, and this is all because of something you did yesterday. Now, I forgot my wallet at home because I've been traveling, so I switched bags, didn't have my wallet with me. So I said, Envy, let me use your credit card to pay the meter outside. Mm-hmm. So I go outside to pay the meter. And your card does not work. It says card denied.
Declined.
Declined. For whatever reason. I don't know if you don't have enough money on it or what. Wow. But anyway, so I call Envy and I'm like, hey, your card's not working. And he says to me, oh, that card never works. Why would you give me a card that never works to go use it's to pay that. The meter?
American Express gives these new metal cards.
I don't care, Envy. But why would you do that if you know it wasn't going to work?
At the meters. And I forgot about it until you left.
Didn't
but
forget.
They never work at the meter. It has nothing to do with money. It's just the metal cards don't work at the meter.
Why would you give me a card that you know doesn't work? Anyway,
I forgot.
I'm standing outside looking broke, trying to use a card, feeling stupid, hoping I don't get a ticket. Couldn't come back up because I didn't want to get a ticket. So now I'm standing outside for 20 minutes waiting for something. Then you didn't tell Brandon where I was to come give me another card. So I'm just standing there. He has no idea where I'm at.
Did my other card work?
Fortunately, yes.
Okay, then and did you get a ticket?
But it wasn't your name on it. I don't know what you've been doing.
It says DJ Envy Music.
Nope.
That's the business card. Hello, who's this?
D's.
Hey, D, who you want to give donkey to?
D's Nuts.
Hey, Charlamagne country ass being not at work, getting no money, and DJ Envy for being light-skinned indigo.
Indigo.
Well, Charlamagne, I mean, we got vacation times, and I can't do nothing about my light skin, brother. I was born like this.
God damn, boy. You glowing in the dark, boy.
Goodbye, man. Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
It's Jason from Indiana.
Hey, Jason from Indiana. Who you want to get the donkey to?
To myself, man. I called in last week. I stayed online to try to get through, get it off the chest. You weren't there that day, but I got wrote up for staying on the line because they had to get my info after. So this morning, I'm wrote up again. Man, it's my third wrote up at work. Trying to get through y'all's hotline.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you do. I told you, use the app, go inside.
Yeah, if you get fired, bro,
he can't listen inside work.
I can't.
Yeah, he can't.
Damn.
Can you change your hours?
And I need to get my book package, man.
Can you listen to the podcast after? Maybe you don't have to hear it right then.
Don't let the Breakfast Club get your ass fired.
No, but that ain't the thing. Like, everybody walking around work, hey, did you hear Donkey today? I feel like I'm left behind.
Well, how are they hearing it if they're at work?
They come in. It's different work breaks. So I go out on my break, Donkey today starting. I only get 15 minutes, and then Charlamagne take forever. So I'm out there for 20, 25 minutes.
Well, you might have to ask somebody to record it for you.
Yeah, sorry, sir.
Or you might have to go to the bathroom with your headphones and listen in there.
I don't know.
And act like, and do that grunt like you're on the toilet.
How about just go to work, bro? Just go to work.
He does.
We're not going to save him. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Prince Drake. I'm out of Newark, New Jersey.
Newark, what up? Get it off your, I was going to say get it off your chest. Who you want to give Donkey to?
Donkey of the day, I'm giving to Kenneth Easy, the NBA player in the team. Now, his mother, Wadia Faris, my grandmother, and he kicked her out the house the day after Mother's Day. Out of a half mansion with nowhere to go and no money. I thought that was pretty stupid.
So wait, if that's it, that's your brother then?
No, through marriage.
Oh, through marriage.
Okay, we'll take his name out, but okay.
All right.
Well, that does sound donkey-ish.
Very donkey-ish. Hello, who's this?
This Derek from Detroit, West Side. What up, though?
What up, though? Who you want to give donkey to?
Yo, I saw Somerset Mall was on fire.
Yeah, it was. It was horrible. It started somewhere in the food court or something, but Angelique, how you doing? I got the best hairdresser in the state of Michigan for you, Angelique, when you come back to the D.
Okay, I got to come to Ypsilanti, but I was really horrified. I'm sorry I had to digress for a moment. I was like, what is going on? I love that mall.
Who you giving donkey to, though? Yeah.
Okay, I want to give donkey of the day to Joe Biden for the simple fact that he has not kept his word, and we should be able to sue him for a false advertisement because he has not did anything to relieve student debt. Not one thing. It's just like caring for kids. You can't care for one and not care for all. He gave a break for the fire and health care. He gave a break to the disabled people. Well, what about the average everyday working person?
You're right.
Well, maybe it's a work in progress, but you know, you also got to give it to the two Democrats that are holding things up and the Republicans in that case.
Absolutely. Donkey of the day. Charlamagne is out. If you want to give somebody donkey, 800-585-1051
It's over.
1051 is the number.
It's all over. Right. Why are you giving a number out? We just did it.
All right, so let me clear the lines. So where you want to go now, huh?
Why did you just do that?
Where you want to go?
So look, we were talking about this right now. This came from Faith Evans and Stevie J. I don't know if this is real. Could be Photoshop, but this came from Gossip of the City.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Faith Evans, they're saying, allegedly, was DMing another woman. Hi, I think you might be effing my husband. Carry on. He knows that I know, but I wanted you to know. And then I might pop up on y'all in Miami. Well, not on y'all, but you know what it is. Have you ever DM'd the side piece or contacted them, called them, sent a message on Facebook, back in the day on MySpace? Have you ever done any of those things to contact the other person, and how did that turn out for you?
All right, well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Have you ever contacted the side piece, and how did that go? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Stevie J and Faith Evans. What happened, Yeezy?
Yeah, allegedly. According to Gossip of the City, T, they're saying that Faith Evans sent a DM to a woman and said, "Hi, I think you might be effing my husband. Carry on. He knows that I know, but I wanted you to know I might pop up on y'all in Miami." Well, not on y'all, but you know what it is. Could be Faith, though, because she really will pop up, as we know,
yes,
on somebody.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever contacted the side piece?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the line.
You didn't want to ask me?
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have a good story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thanks. I actually did this before. This was back in the MySpace days.
MySpace, okay.
So my boyfriend at the time was cheating on me. Mm-hmm. And so I found out the girl's Facebook page. I Googled her name, found her Facebook page, and then I saw that she had a boyfriend. And so I sent her boyfriend all the messages. They actually went on vacation together in Jamaica. And so I sent a picture of them together in Jamaica. And I sent the correspondence between him and his travel agent booking the trip of them together, where he's asking her for her information. So I forwarded all of that to them.
Damn.
So yeah, I didn't contact her, though. I just contacted him.
So you brought the whole Carter down.
I did.
Damn it, man. Gee, she.
I was like, just thought you'd like to know, too.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Callie.
Hey, Carrie. Now, have you ever contacted the side piece?
I'm actually the one that the main girl contacted as a side piece, which is funny.
Okay, so you were the side piece that got contacted.
Exactly, but I wasn't the side piece. That's the whole thing.
I'm confused. So you thought you were the main, but you were really the side.
I was really the main, and apparently this is like a woman who claims she's always the main. So basically, we were in a full relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pictures posted, all of that. And the girl, like, she was like, "Hey, so are you effing my N or you effing my N?" And I'm like, "What?" So I spoke to him about it. And I'm like, "Hey, you know, like, is this your girl?" He's like, "Nah, nah, nah." I said, "Listen, take care of that and let me know what's going on with that before you even proceed any further." So sometimes, you know, it's the woman not knowing what's going on because of the man.
Okay. So what ended up happening?
He basically left her. We were in a relationship and it got real, real nasty and messy. And I had to walk away from it. But, you know, that's just what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
I know she was grateful to find out.
I'm sure. Hello, who's this?
This is Sierra.
That sounds like a fake name, but we're going to let you rock.
Oh, okay.
What happened, Cece?
What happened was with my ex-husband, because obviously we're no longer together, we were heading up, well, me and my one-year-old at the time and my dog decided to leave for Irma because it was supposed to be really bad. And my ex-husband at the time decided to stay back behind because he might have to work.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
So you leave for Hurricane Irma, he stays.
So he leaves the hurricane. They evacuate the city. You and the dog leave, and your husband's like, "Nah, I'm gonna ride this out." But go ahead, go.
And the baby.
So go.
And the baby. So I'm driving up. It was a very long drive because I left at 10 o'clock at night, and about 1 o'clock in the morning when I ended up somewhere lost in Georgia with a tent from some people I didn't even know and everything else. I end up getting there and try to set up and everything. And 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm hearing ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, why is the tablet going off? And then I look at it because he forgot it was connected to his iCloud. He was hitting up a prostitute.
He stayed behind in a hurricane without his family, not his one-year-old, not his dog, not his wife, to hit up a prostitute.
His prostitute, yes. And so I was like, oh, my God. Now, mind you, I went days already without sleeping because that was a long drive from 10 o'clock at night to being setting up at 1 o'clock, not the next day, but the day after in the morning, right? I still hadn't slept yet. I was so livid. I ended up calling up the girl, and she answered.
Wow. Well, yeah, she don't want to miss business. Like,
I was like, so my husband hit you up. And she was like, who's your husband? And I gave her the phone number. And she's like, yes, he did.
Well, she was honest.
And she was like, you were so nice. And I'm like, well, it's not my fault that you're doing whatever you want to do that he wants to go and hit you up. So I need to know if anything happened or whatnot. Apparently, she says nothing really happened because she's on her monthly. But she still does stuff on her monthly with people.
Oh, my God!
She uses her mouth.
This
wow.
This is disgusting.
Well, how much did she charge?
Anal.
I don't even know. Because, I mean, I try not to get too much detail because I was already on the verge of vomiting.
But you were happy you found out. Huh? You were happy you found out.
I was, but unfortunately, it wasn't the first time. So, I mean, not with prostitutes, but except for when I caught him in the Asian massage place.
Gosh. Goodness gracious.
This guy.
So you walked in on him at the Asian massage place?
Yeah, I had a location. He tried saying he was at the Eyeglass World on Del Prado. No, he was not. He was at Asian massage place.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
I drove over there real fast. I did like 70 down Del Prado.
Was he getting a happy ending?
He did.
Oh, wow.
I busted open that door.
Are you still with
right
him?
Right after she finished.
No, she said that's her ex.
He's my ex-husband, though.
And I'm glad you left, though, by the way. Sometimes people will stay despite all that behavior. It takes a lot of strength to be able to be like, all right, I'm over it.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. This story comes from Stevie J and Faith Evans. Now, the question is, have you ever contacted a side piece? All right. Now, allegedly, Faith Evans is contacting a side piece. Allegedly, she wants all the smoke. And
hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible. And this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, have you ever contacted the side piece? Now, where's this coming from, Yee?
Well, this comes from a story from Gossip of the City T, where allegedly Faith Evans sent some DMs to what she says is Stevie J's side piece and says that she might pop up on them in Miami.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever contacted the side piece? Hello, who's this?
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha. Now, have you ever contacted the side piece?
But I was married and the side piece contacted me.
Ooh, and what happened?
It made me feel like I was the side piece. Like, the way she was talking to me, it was like, you would think I was the side piece and she was the wife. I was like, what's going on? But yeah, she just explained everything and I didn't really care because all I really needed was confirmation. She could have them. I washed my hands. But I never responded. But yeah, she contacted me and made a fake Instagram page and posted pictures and called me a monkey. And
it was a monkey?
Yeah, it was something wrong with me.
Oh, hell no!
Goodness gracious! Well, thank you.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this True Star from Lexington, Kentucky.
A side piece contacted you, bro?
No, I called the side piece.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you called a dude. It was a dude you called.
Man, I called him, man.
What happened?
Man, look, so she went to work. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Look, she she was talking to him for a little minute because we had broke up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I called, they stopped talking, you know, whatever. He's living in a whole other city. So, you know, I'm like, so I get to call her while he's at work, you know, while she at work. And he was like, who this? I'm like, this Anton, who this? He like, who this? So it's a whole bunch of who this is. And then, you know, they say, you know, I'm like,
who
I'm
is?
Like,
no, who
I'm
is?
Like, man, you know, where your baby mama at? And he was like, who this? I'm like, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm still kind of frustrated. Like, you won't holler at my soon-to-be fiance. You trying to mess up a happy home, whatever you trying to do. You know, it ain't even going. I mean, long, you know, whatever. At the end, you know, basically, you know, we still together, whatever. But, I'm telling him whatever. I'm like, you know, where your baby mama at? I'm trying, you know, talk to her, see what's going on. You know, he was like, you don't know where my baby. I'm like, all right, whatever. Basically, she mentioned it to me. She one day she was like, so did you, she said, I wonder if you called such and such from this number. He said a number called him, was asking whatever, whatever. I'm like, no, that wasn't me.
But I'm confused. If y'all had broke up while she was dating him?
But they were back together and she was still contacting him.
Yeah, we were still living together.
So what happened if he comes and beats your ass?
That's a Fendi f-. You got my f-. So, I can't even talk crazy. You crazy on the radio, man. It's not even gonna happen.
So
I'm
wait.
Him, like you said, I got his number from the Alexa. You know, I didn't even get the number from her. I got it from the Alexa.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know guys did. So let me ask you: do you still think about that to this day? Has it affected your relationship?
Nah, I mean, kind of, sort of, but you know, the past gonna pass. It depends on how grown you are, man. At the end of the day, what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna be together? Y'all gonna grow apart? So. And we kind of like, you know, just taking things slow. You feel me? Decent.
I got you.
So it is. But I told her before he even popped. I said, all right, cool. Say less. You won't be with him. That's what's up. But I'm telling you right now, he ain't gonna compare to me. So.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
He sound
hurt. Hey, it's Mira.
Hey, Mira. Good morning. Have you ever contacted the side piece?
So I actually was the side piece. Ooh. I was dating this guy for like a couple months. And I didn't know he was with someone, and I was on his Facebook. I'm like, why does he keep talking to this girl? So I looked her up on Instagram, and I actually found, I guess I found a few pictures of them, and I DM'd her because she seemed pretty cool. And, yeah, we just found out that he had been playing us both, and we was, like, putting two and two together with the date. He had went to, like, Canada on a trip with her, but he had like two different Snapchats. He mm-hmm. was posting her on one and then posted his own pictures on
Snapchat. Is bold.
But we're actually really good friends now. Like, she's really cool. She's in a great relationship now and everything.
Wow.
That's interesting. You know how often women will befriend the side piece? Like, they, you know, they will be like, oh, well, we should get together. They want to sit down, meet you in person, talk to you, hang out, you know? Secretly don't like you still.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story, if there is a moral?
Oh, well, the moral of the story is, you know, if you go look for something and you find it, just know what you're about to do. Don't look for something, find it, and then not do anything. All right? You got to just be prepared for what you see and know what type of action you want to take in advance.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about Jay-Z and Damon Dash. They have settled their Reasonable Doubt NFT lawsuit.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Justin Bieber has shared an update after revealing that he has Ramsay Hunt syndrome and his face is partially paralyzed. He said, wanted to share a little bit of how I've been feeling. Each day has gotten better, and through all of the discomfort, I have found comfort in the one who designed me and knows me. I'm reminded he knows all of me. He knows the darkest parts of me that I want no one to know about, and he constantly welcomes me into his loving arms. He said, I know this storm will pass, but in the meantime, Jesus is with me. It's not about the storm. It's that we are never alone, and he understands. So fortunately, he is getting better, right?
Good. That's a good thing, yep.
All right, now we told you about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's upcoming movie about Nike and about the sports marketing executive who relentlessly pursued Michael Jordan in the mid-80s. and Sonny Vaccaro. Matt Damon is playing Maverick sneaker salesman and former Nike executive Sonny Vaccaro. Mm-hmm. And Ben Affleck is playing Phil Knight, Nike co-founder, in the movie from Amazon Studios. Well, now they have also announced some other people who are joining. Jason Bateman, Viola Davis, Chris Tucker, and Marlon Wayans have also signed on.
I love stories like this because I've always wondered how, why, you know, like, you know, why Michael Jordan decided to sign with Nike and not go somewhere else, or a lot of these stories. So I love to hear these stories.
All right, now get ready for another story you're going to love. Issa Rae's Rap-ish, the comedy that's going to be at HBO Max. They have revealed the premiere date. It will be July 21st. Mm-hmm. And here is the trailer.
305, we live! Justin, clean, seduce, ask king.
We should start a rap group.
Hey, my name is Shauna.
And I'm Mia.
We got something cooking for y'all. Walk with a walk, talk my
talk. Ass shaker, money maker.
Can I twerk on this?
I should twerk on this.
Y'all got something special. But y'all need to recognize who for y'all and who not.
For real people. That's what it's about.
Let's go.
And Mia
in the building.
We got the opportunity to have a good time and win. We in the middle of a bad bitch renaissance.
All right, and Young Miami and JT of the City Girls are co-executive producers along with Coach K and P for Quality Control Films.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. That is dude.
All right, now Jay-Z and Damon Dash have settled their Reasonable Doubt NFT lawsuit. It's been a long-standing feud. That's over Damon Dash's attempt to sell part of the copyright to Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt as an NFT. And in court papers that were filed yesterday, lawyers for the two parties announced an agreement that said Damon Dash could sell his one-third stake in Rockefeller Records, but he could not in any way dispose of any property interest in Reasonable Doubt. They also dismissed the claims that they brought against Damon Dash without prejudice. So it kind of lays out some of the guidelines over what Damon Dash can and can't sell and some additional stipulations as well.
But yeah, so they basically can't do it. Yeah, I mean, Jay's been trying to buy that third of Rockefeller Records for a long time. I seen Jay and his daughter at the game last night, too. I thought that was pretty dope.
Blue Ivy's so cute.
I love it when your daughter becomes a teenager and you're not as cool anymore. She, you know, Jay's trying to hug his daughter. She's like, Dad, my hair. That's my hair.
I feel like hair. Me and her had the same haircut, you know, with the curly bangs and the... Okay. All right, now Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason Alexander, was hit with a felony. He has to stay away from her for the next 3 years. And that's because he broke into her home on her wedding day last Thursday. He tried to say he was invited. Mm-hmm. He did plead not guilty to trespassing, vandalism, and battery, but the DA has also slapped him with a felony stalking charge. So he cannot possess weapons or guns. He has to relinquish any firearms that he may have. And right now he does remain incarcerated. He has his bail set at $100,000. If he makes bail, there are conditions. In addition to the 100-yard stay-away order, he has to report to probation within 24 hours of his release and be monitored via an ankle bracelet. So yeah, that is what has to happen.
If he gets close, he could be arrested again. But I never understood why they say like 3 years or 5 years. Why isn't it until like infinity? Like, you know what I mean? This man ran up in my crib during my wedding, wilding out. Why not just stay away from me for infinity? Mm-hmm. Not 3 years, not 4 years, not a year and a half. Just stay away from me.
All right, now let's talk about the DOC. He has a documentary at the Tribeca Film Festival. And, you know, in that documentary, he has a child with Erykah Badu Puma. Mm-hmm. They have a 17-year-old daughter together, and she's featured prominently in the documentary as well. They have a great friendship. Their romantic relationship didn't work out, but they do love and respect each other. And Hip Hop DX did a sit-down interview with the DOC over the documentary because he got in that bad car accident. Mm-hmm. If you guys recall, he actually had a really bad problem staying clean and sober. And so when he met Erykah Badu and she was introduced to him, he said that's exactly what he needed at that time. He started eating vegan food. Mm-hmm. He started saying F the DOC. He was Tracy Curry for the first time in years. After he welcomed Puma into the world, he was like F rap. And he was focused on raising their daughter. But then Dr. Dre called and he had a choice to make to either continue on the path that he was on or pack up for the studio to make music again. And he chose to make music again. And that's why him and Erykah Badu didn't work out. But, you know, she's a doula and she actually delivered two of his kids.
Oh, wow.
With his wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that dope? So they have a great friendship. And Eminem actually posted part of the documentary on his page where he talks about the effect that the DOC had on him.
He was doing things that nobody else had done yet. Like,
just lyrically, like, mind-blowing. I gotta ask him what he said on this part. On this one part, I never understood it. Like, I couldn't make out exactly what it was. The doc is dope. I would've been down with rock, but I'll be broke by the punk. I'm opening up my trunk to reveal that living it up. My life is like a story, yelling it, cause nobody else is telling it, checking it. Always getting paid, cause the rap is sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean by twist. Nah, you gotta listen. What was that right there?
Never a segment is negative because I'm employing what you've been missing.
Never a segment is negative.
Now, the DLC, if you don't know, he was a writer. He wrote for, allegedly, I guess I got to say, he wrote for Dre, he wrote for Eazy-E and a host of others out there. He would get busy with that pen.
Yeah, he worked with Dre, Snoop, and a whole lot more people. But because of that car accident, that's why his voice is the way that it is. So that sounds like a good one, though. I want to watch that one. Absolutely. All right. And that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. All right. The People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do what it takes to get him or her out safely. Paid for by NHTSA.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Red, can you hit a drum roll, please? So if you live on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philly, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Boston, New Hampshire, or if you want to fly in my Drive Your Dreams car show, of course, this Sunday happens in Houston, Texas. It's going to be a lot of fun, family fun.
You're going to get flued out?
July 9th. It's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. Last year, Atlanta, Georgia, we had close to 20,000 people. Family fun, no incidents, just a lot of fun for the kids. And now we are finally back in New Jersey, Atlantic City. We're going to make it a weekend. That's right. August 20th, Atlantic City. Tickets are on sale right now. You know, the early bird tickets are cheap, so get your tickets. It's at Beta Field. We're talking family fun, celebrity cars, exotic cars, rides for the kids, amusement games, gaming trucks, food. Of course, we're going to have a bar there. And then it's in Atlantic City. So stay the night, bring the family, bring the kids. My kids are going to be there, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So get your tickets now, August 20th. Early bird tickets only for today. So tickets are half price for today. So get your tickets. Click the link in my bio, and I can't wait to see you. And that's brought to you by, of course, iHeartRadio and Lincoln Tech. So again, August 20th, you need to be in the building. Tickets go on sale right now today. So get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. Half price tickets right now. August 20th, Atlantic City for the Drive Your Dreams car show. Atlantic City, New York, New Jersey. I can't wait to see you guys and fly in. Come on in. It's a lot of fun. Now, yeah, I meant to ask, when is your Yee Day?
So Yee Day is really August 28th, but iHeart is trying to move it to August 26th this year on a Friday.
How you just move Yee Day?
I know. Apparently, scheduling-wise, that's a more convenient day for them. So I just want to stress, it is August 28th. That's a Sunday this year, but they're trying to do the activities on August 26th.
Okay.
In Brooklyn.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note, Yeezy?
Yes, and I also want to point out that iHeartRadio's Can't Cancel Pride is happening tonight. And so they've teamed with Procter & Gamble for Can't Cancel Pride 2022, Proud and Together. There will be iHeartRadio talent from around the country, either in the theater or remotely, like Elton John, Sam Smith, Katy Perry, Lizzo, JoJo Siwa, a whole slew of people. Also, Elton John will be honored with the first ever Impact Award from Procter & Gamble and iHeartRadio for his Elton John AIDS Foundation. You can watch the live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, iHeartRadio's PrideRadio.com, the CW app, CWTV.com, and Reverie. It'll also be available on demand until June 30th. And it's also a fundraiser, guys, raising money for organizations supporting the LGBTQ community, including GLAAD, the Trevor Project, the National Black Justice Coalition. Shout out to our guy David John and more. So make sure you guys tune in for that tonight. And today's positive note: I can accept help from others. It does not make me weak.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free. now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.